I can't believe this hour has gone by so fast. I'm bringing down the Royal Blackbirds, who again are playing a Funky D summer party at the Loving Touch Saturday night with the Howling Diablos. Because I want to tell you about a few things I'm not going to have time to play. My Pale Veil, Destroy This Place, Paper Sound, and Touch the Clouds are at the Dodge on Saturday night. Eleonora is playing on Friday night at the New Dodge with Jaggery and Anna Bitsinger. Waka Jawaka is having a reunion party at PJ's Lager House Friday night. And the Roosevelt party is happening down in front of the train station on Saturday. Jennifer Westwood is playing at the Rust Belt. Along with her will be Jared Champion, who's coming up soon. And a very special announcement, Tina and Sam's baby shower. This is something called Dipes and Wipes at the Old Shillelagh on Saturday afternoon. I'm sorry, it's Sunday from 2 to 8 o'clock. They're saying, musicians, bring your instruments. And if you want to come and enjoy the music, bring some diapers or wipes. Royalty used to do a show here on WHFR. In fact, she did the host of Motor a few times, but her and Sam are having their first little bouncing baby boy. So shout out to them and congratulations. And Sunday at the Chalet, they are going to be celebrating. Lots happening this weekend in Detroit. Happy birthday, Detroit. And we are about to go live in the studio with Jared Champion. Are we ready, Mr. White?
I am happy to say we are ready for the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today we have Jared Champion here in the studio. Jared, are you there?
I am here.
Oh. Hey, Jared.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh, it's great to have you back in the studio. You were one of our very first guests here on the Motor Live Drive years ago.
Yeah, that was a little while ago. I'm really glad to be back, so thanks for having me.
Well, you're a very busy man. You've got at least 4 dates that you're playing this week.
Yeah, and it's been a good year.
Well, in fact, since you're such a busy man, why don't we get right to the music?
All right, let's do it.
What are you going to start off with?
I'm going to start out with an old Bessie Smith tune called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. This is a song that I've played with a few different projects, but my present main project, the Barrel Brothers Street Band, we do this song. So this will be representing the Barrel Brothers Street Band here. So here we go. Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spent all my money, didn't have any care. I keep my hands out for a mighty good time, drank bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. And I began to fall so low, lost all my good friends and never where to go. I keep my hands on a dollar again, well I'll hang on to it till the evil grin. Without any
Oh, it's nice to hear you again.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Oh, now you mentioned you play that with a band called the Barrel Brothers, isn't that right?
Yeah, the Barrel Brothers Street Band is a project, sort of my main baby at the time. It started out as just myself and a drummer by the name of Ben Luckett. We were chatting one day, and he started showing me pictures of a little drum kit that he had fashioned around a suitcase. And I said, "Oh man, you know, you gotta come in and play with me sometime with that. I have the perfect place." And so I mentioned a little bar called Tom's Tavern, and I said, "Why don't you come down to Tom's? I've been doing weekends there." And set up next to the piano, they have an old rickety yellow piano, and the rest is history. We started, you know, just playing all this old New Orleans and 40s jump blues stuff. And we've since added a saxophonist by the name of Roderick Jones and a bass player by the name of Ben Luttermoser. But yeah, we've been having a lot of fun with that project. So,
yeah, in fact, I've seen that drum kit. It actually is an old suitcase. I think it's a snare drum and a cymbal.
Yeah.
And it all fits back in the suitcase to carry away.
Yep. He shows up, unpacks it, and then... simple as that.
And he uses the suitcase as a bass drum.
Yes. It's a sight to be seen, for sure.
You mentioned the piano at Tom's Tavern is rickety.
Yeah.
It's being, the whole place is kind of rickety. It's one of those great, you know, the best, one of the best dives in Detroit, I think it was voted.
Yeah.
And rightly so. We were there last weekend, and or last Wednesday, and saw you, and the owner mm-hmm. passed out a bunch of tambourines, and people were expressing themselves with them, and I hated to leave. We had to go pick up our dog, but we were having a great time, and it's you're there every Wednesday night now for a while?
Every Wednesday, yeah, through the summer at least, and we hope to keep it going beyond that, but, you know, the point is to sort of host the night and then bring in some other of our friends to come and join us here and there. We were there last night as well and had another great crowd, so
well, crowd is you might say relative. You can only hold about 20 people in there, can't you?
Oh no, sure, I think it's about 100.
Yeah. maybe 30.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, but we've actually, it's been you know, but bursting at the seams at some time at certain points, but you're right, the piano is probably the least rickety thing about the place.
What I loved is we got there a little after 7, and the advertising had said 7:30 the music would start, mm-hmm. and there were only two people in the bar, mm-hmm. and one happened to be the drummer carrying a suitcase, so we witnessed him unpacking the suitcase, and within a half hour, the other three band members, you included, showed up. Of course, your piano was there already, but stand-up bass, and Rod got there with his horn. And that place filled up. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It worked out. It was awesome. It was a great crowd, great food.
Yeah.
And you guys are, it's, and no cover. And mm-hmm. I will warn people when they get there. I heard Rod said that he walked around the place twice before he figured out how to get in the place. And sometimes the door is locked. But if you want to check out Tom's Tavern for some of the truly authentic Detroit atmosphere, it's such a charming place.
Yes, absolutely. It's on 7 Mile and near Wyoming, just west of Wyoming.
Yes.
You may drive by it without noticing. in fact, you may drive by and not really want to stop. But if you do, if you're daring enough to, and if you might have to knock on the door to be let in.
Yeah. It's a... there are a few quirks, but, you know, it's worth it in the end, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we get to some more music?
All right.
What are you going to have next?
Well, recently, and I guess by recently, I mean the past 2 or 3 years, I've really gotten caught up in the New Orleans sound, and it seems to suit, at least I think it seems to suit me well, my style. So I've delved into that, hence the Barrel Brothers Street Band. It's kind of what we do, but this is this is one of my favorite Fats Domino songs. It's called The Fat Man, and I've been told some people say it's the first rock and recorded rock and roll song, but I suppose that's up for debate. Anyway, The Fat Man.
When they call me the fat man, cause I weigh 200 pounds. All the girls, they love me cause I know my way around.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and that's the kind of music you play when you're at Tom's Tavern.
Yeah, we like to keep it jumping. We like to keep the energy up. So,
well, Vic, doing Fats Domino, Fats' first single was a song called Detroit Blues.
Yes.
So you'll have to pull that out.
Absolutely, great song.
All right, now you've got another show coming up tonight.
Yes. Tonight I'll be with a singer named Jennifer Westwood and Her Handsome Devils. It's a great band, including great guitarist Dylan Dunbar, great bassist Jeremy Mackinder, and they're starting up a weekly thing, and I'm going to be the featured artist there tonight out at the Stray Cat Lounge in Clinton Township. So, looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Okay, that goes on at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it gets started at 9 o'clock, and music will be going all night long, so yeah. So good stuff.
All right, what kind of music are you going to play while you're there?
You know, I'm probably going to do some of the New Orleans stuff, and then I'm probably going to get into some original stuff as well here and there. You know, I've been away from the original music, my own original music for a little while. I've been having so much fun doing this other stuff, but looking to get back into it. So I think tonight I'll stretch out a little bit, do some original tunes.
Okay, I was a little confused by that when I saw the ad, because it said Rust Belt, which I thought was in Ferndale, but then it was at the Stray Cat Lounge. So, Jennifer's doing something. She's on her own with something called the Rust Belt, or
That's a little show that they do on the side, but the venue is called the Stray Cat Lounge, and that's out in Clinton Township. I'm not really familiar with the Rust Belt show too much, but her band will be playing tonight out in Clinton Township.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, in fact, she might be doing a regular thing every Thursday night. So
yeah,
and you're the first.
I'm the first. I'm breaking them in. So.
All right. Well, what kind of music are you going to play there tonight? To give us a sample.
We'll probably be doing some of the stuff like we just heard, and then I did mention I'll slow it down a bit and do some original stuff. So how about I do an original piece right now? It's a ballad, and it's called Pieces. So let's get into that.
Her face, her eyes went dry. The grass grew slow around her skin. Her body was left naked curving impression, the face of the day. Fall to her knees, tiny tingling fingers, they picked up the pieces. Picked up the pieces, and they picked up the pieces. Picked up the pieces, and they.
All right, we've had some activity here in the studio. We had a listener call to say a shout out to Mr. White. Yes, this is happening live. We're back for a guest host position today, and we're happy to have Jared Champion with us.
That's right. Want to give a shout out to Julia for calling in.
Ah, yes. Well, we're happy to have you guys back in the studio. So,
well, I can say the same for you.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you have had, you know, it was many years ago, about 6-7 years ago when you first came in, one of our first guests on the live drive, but you've been busy. You're now with the Sights.
Yeah.
What an exciting gig that must be.
It is. It's been a lot of fun. It's been 3 or 4 years now, I think, I've been playing with them, and Eddie Baranek, the frontman and principal songwriter, has become a really good friend, and you know, we've done a lot of touring, toured the U.S. a little bit in Europe, and yeah, we've been having a blast.
Well, in fact, how did you start up with the Sights?
Well, let's bring it around back to Tom's Tavern over on 7 Mile. he wandered in there one day and was kind of had one eye out for a new keyboardist in the Sights, and I was sitting at the piano and we got to talking, and the rest is kind of history, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody ends up at Tom's Tavern at some point or another. I want to do a shout out to a couple of friends down in Florida. Mm. The very first people we met the night we arrived in Florida was Wayne and Eugenia, and they said, "You're from Detroit?" And we said, "Yeah." And they said, "Yeah, really, where are you really from?" And I said, "We're from Detroit." And they're like, "Name something you know." And we started rattling off things, and Tom's Taverns was one of them, and it was like, "Oh my gosh, you guys are Detroiters." So,
yeah.
So.
In fact, she said she used to babysit for you.
Yeah.
You were a young boy.
Yeah, she used to watch us over at Tom's. We would be we'd be hanging out there, you know, getting into trouble, and
You'd be there with your parents as a young boy.
Yes, right? Yes, of course. Of course, supervised.
Well, we want to do a shout out to them, and we're definitely going to get them a copy of this show to let them know you've been on. But it's great to have you here, and you've been busy with other people as well. You did the Don Was All-Star Review with the Sights, backing up Scott Morgan. That must have been, he's such a legend.
Yeah, he's great. We've done that. We were in Ann Arbor with him last weekend doing a show as his band, and we'll be in Ypsilanti at the Heritage Festival. I think it's the 16th of August, doing the same thing. So getting in there and doing some good old fashioned rock and soul Detroit style. So,
well, it's really good to hear the band you've got with him, because it's that's always the kind of band I knew he really needed to really put out what he could do.
Yeah, it's just, it sort of feeds him, you know, and then he can feed us back. So it's a great little cycle going on we got going on there. So
now I know he was rather ill for a few years, and wasn't able to sing at all. How's he doing now?
He sounds great. He looks great. He's got his energy back, and yeah, really glad to see him back up and running again.
Definitely, and yeah, he sounded great. He kicked off the Don Was show, and it was kind of an awkward place to start because people were just getting settled in and getting the hang of the idea of it was the Bob Seger music and that, but he sounded great, and you guys behind him, and with the horns and everything, I mean, the Sights have really developed into a great band.
Oh, well, thanks. It's been a great ride. We keep adding members, you know, we won't be able to fit on stage soon, but yeah, the sound is it's really great and blossomed in a great direction. So,
There's a young lady who's singing in that, Chrissy Morgan. Are you still doing anything with her on occasion?
Yeah, we've both been really busy individually with other projects, so we haven't in a while. But we are going to be in Birmingham. They're having a sort of a street Fair, I believe it's called, On the Town. In Birmingham, will be, it's an outdoor thing. So we'll be in a little tent on the street, doing some good old fashioned tunes. So
is that this weekend?
Yeah, this Saturday. What is that? The 26th Saturday. So we go on at 5 o'clock and we're done at 7. So
all right. Will this be as Mr. Champion and Mrs. Morgan?
Yes. Yes. The return.
All right. It's that'll be great because we had you here in our studio a while back, and people can check that out on our podcast if you'd like to at whfr.fm and look under the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great time. So.
Well, it's good to see you. You're continuing in music in so many diverse ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of fun, and I feel really happy to be as busy as I have been.
Well. In fact, why don't we get busy with some more music?
Let's do it. There's another act that I have been playing with for the past couple years, a little more honky-tonk, early rock and roll type stuff. They're called the Brunswick Brawlers, and some great players, and Liz Mackinder, Nico Pittman, and Rudy Varner are sort of the basis, along with myself, of that band. So this is a... This is a song that we do with the Brunswick Brawlers. It's an old Joe Turner song called Chicken and the Hawk.
Little baby chicken fell in love with the chicken hawk. Chicken fell in love with a chicken hawk. Fell head over heels for that hawk sweet talk. Said, take me up, a hawk, and won't you take me up in the sky? Said, take me up, a hawk, and won't you take me up in the sky? I'm a little baby chicken and I don't know how to fly.
Now, I could see being in Tom's Tavern with a tambourine in my hand for that one.
There you go.
All right, and you're playing that with the Brunswick Brawlers?
Yeah. We sneak it in with the Barrow Brothers as well, but that's where I learned it from, do it from the with the Brunswick Brawlers.
In fact, I believe you played that last week when we were at Tom's.
I bet we did.
In fact, you're playing with the Brunswick Brawlers next week, aren't you?
Yeah, Thursday of next week, we'll be doing the Whitney Garden Party with a great band called Blair Lease and the Bombshells.
Oh.
So Blair is great. She's, you know, she's so young, and she just kind of came out of nowhere, and now she's taken over the city. So
we've seen her develop. She's only 17 right now.
So, she is.
So it's really nice to see young players like that really develop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We saw her last year at the DIY Festival, and Danny Muggs came up and said hi and bought her 45 from her. And after she left, I asked to take a picture of her and Danny, and when he left, she looked at me with big saucer eyes and said, "That's Danny Muggs?" I mean, she was 16 at the time and such a doll. I just love her. So
yeah.
She was part of the Don Was Review as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Eddie played with her.
And actually our the site's bassist, Kyle Shanta, played keys with her too. So they've kind of been almost like a sister band to us. Eddie has worked with Blair a lot. Actually, Eddie was Blair's guitar teacher when she was about 13, 14 years old. So.
Oh.
Yeah. What a small world. That's what's great about Detroit is everybody who's in the community knows each other.
I know. It's the biggest small town there is, right?
So that's at the Whitney next Thursday. Tonight you're going to be out at the Stray Cat Lounge with Jennifer Westwood.
And then Saturday you're going to be in Birmingham.
Saturday, Birmingham with Chrissy Morgan. And
And in fact, you've got one other thing this week, don't you?
Once
a month you play at the London Chop House.
Yes, that's the 29th. So that'll be next Tuesday. I'll be at the London Chop House, doing kind of sitting in the corner doing some smoky jazz.
Okay, now that's what you might call a swanky lounge.
It is. It's a swanky sort of a good place to see. As I was saying, a congressman or a district attorney or something like that. But, it used to be back in the day, it used to be pretty exclusive. They've fully restored it to its original glory, and it's a great place to get a really nice meal and a great drink. Hear some good music, too. So.
Well, what kind of things are you going to play? What kind of smoky jazz are you going to play at the Chop House?
Well, let's do something here. Let's do another original piece that's sort of in the midnight smoky jazzy arena. This is a song called Underground Hero, and it's kind of about being a musician and the people that are close to someone who makes a living being a musician. It's not always easy on them, so this is my sort of ode to that and sort of an explanation to those people. So here goes, Underground Hero.
Single stroke of my pen. The leaves have all gone now, and the winter is setting. Its grip on my bones through my skin. I kept my conviction through fierce contradiction. Fear and contempt at my heels, and no harsh romancing or calm extradition could call me away from my work. Mm-hmm. step in the street, and it's wet round my feet, looking for nothing at all. But my way, this sidewalk has been with me so long. It's cracked, but it's there when I call. The simple way through it is just let me do it. And help yourself to the perks. But the fruit that it bears you will send you smiling and put you so softly to bed.
That was one of your own compositions?
Yes, that's an original song, among the newest that I've written, so it feels good to be writing again and doing that side of things. So,
well, it sounds real good, and you make our little old piano sound real good, too.
Well, thank you.
I want to remind people we're listening to Jared Champion here live on WHFR, the station making waves. Mr. Waits in the house.
In fact, I want to remind people all the places you could. We thought maybe you had four different shows this week, but you actually have five.
Ah.
You've got, first off, you're playing tonight.
Yes.
At the Stray Cat Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that at?
That is in Clinton Township. It's on Garfield, I believe, 18 mile-ish.
And it's going on about 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Along with?
Jennifer Westwood will be there, and I will be, I guess, what they're calling the featured artist. So it's kicking off the weekly, a Thursday weekly thing they're doing there. So,
and along with her will be her handsome devils.
Yes, of course. Of course, the handsome devils. You can't leave them out.
No, and will that also be a jam afterwards?
I think there will be sort of like an open mic, like a jam thing. They're getting some talented people to come up and hang out, so I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
And then there's more. Saturday, you've got a big show with
yes.
Chrissy Morgan.
Yep, Saturday, Chrissy Morgan, Birmingham. Outside in I think it's called On the Town in Birmingham. So,
and you go on about 5 o'clock.
We're on from 5 to 7. Yes.
And then yes. Tuesday, you're going to be at the London Chop House.
Yep. Tuesday, the London Chop House, and then the following night, Wednesday night, is our regular stint at the aforementioned Tom's Tavern.
With the Barrel Brothers.
With the Barrel Brothers Street Band. And probably a guest or two are going to come up and hang out with us.
Oh.
And then I believe the following day is the Thursday. We will be, Brunswick Brawlers will be at the Whitney Garden Party.
All right.
So,
but wait, there's one more.
There's one that you didn't mention.
One more we didn't even mention.
Uh-oh.
Yet.
Uh-oh.
At Cliff Bell's. For the Sunday brunch.
Yes. This coming Sunday, I won't be there. I will. Be taking it the week off. But I will be returning in. I believe it's the second weekend in August. So, But that is a standing gig, yes, every Sunday at Cliff Bell's. Besides this coming and the following week, I'll be out of town. But yes, normally every Sunday at Cliff Bell's, and you can always check their website or my website as well, jaredchampion.com, for all those dates and information. So
now Cliff Bell's is a really kind of unusual little place to play. It's a classic little downtown bar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in fact, I believe it was originally a speakeasy.
Yes, yes.
And they've reopened it and redone everything, and it's a nice little jazz bar now.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. They've really done a wonderful job with the restoration. It's been a few years now, and they sort of keep doing little things to keep enhancing it, and it's really it's really a nice place to play. They have a great grand piano that they fully restored up
wow.
on stage, so that's a pretty thing to look at and listen to as well. So.
Well, that's really great to hear, and the fact that you're playing at London Chop House and that's, you know, one of those places that goes back years and years, and it's great to hear that it's still surviving and mm-hmm. live music, and Detroit is, gosh darn it, they're just not going to, it's not going to be counted out, you know, we're going to keep going.
Yeah, and it's great to see that people are investing their time and efforts into bringing things like Cliff Bell's and London Chop House back, you know, among plenty of other great things to do in Detroit. So, yeah.
Well, I was reading an article when I was down in Florida out of one of the newspapers, and they were talking about music cities, and they mentioned New Orleans and Chicago, and the third on the list was Detroit.
Ah, nice.
So
nice.
That we are known for our music. And
absolutely.
We're proud to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm proud to be here.
Well, speaking of music, what kind of music do you play for your Sunday brunch?
I think it's sort of Sunday is kind of my, you know, I play it solo, so it's my time, I guess, to do whatever I feel like doing. And it usually ends up, mixing in the blues and the jazz, some standards and the New Orleans stuff and some original stuff. So it's kind of a melting pot of everything that I really enjoy doing. So
okay.
Well, what do you want to play out of that genre right now?
Well, the last tune that I played, I mentioned, was sort of an open letter to those who may be close to someone who do music for a living, and it can be tough. And I understand that fully. So I have someone very special in my life right now. Her name is Stephanie, and I'd like to say hello to her. I know she's listening. And I have written a song for her that I'd like to perform for you now. It's called Dancing. So here goes for Stephanie. Thank you.
and forth so steadily in time, moving so slow across the earth. Close your eyes and keep your hands in mine. Tonight there is no one but us, and we keep dancing
till. All right.
All right, and that goes out to Stephanie. How sweet. She's a lucky girl.
Oh, well, I'm the lucky one, I think. So.
It's really nice. I think we met her at Concert of Colors.
Yes. And she was she was slinging drinks for you at Tom's Tavern.
Wow.
Which is where we met.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Along with Tom's. Now, you play with all these different people, but you also play, when you have the time, you also play with people like Ryan Delahaye and his... I forget what the name of his band is.
The Miracle Men, yeah.
Yeah, you are one of the Miracle Men?
I am an honorary Miracle Man, I believe. so I was with him at the Pig and Whiskey on Sunday. So, and I believe September 19th we'll be at the Park Bar with Deep and the Inside Outlaws, which is someone I also have had a pleasure to be a part of as well. So
you're an honorary Inside Outlaw as well?
Yeah, I think from time to time. Yeah, so.
So you are definitely a busy man.
Well, I've it's good to be busy. I've been a little promiscuous, I suppose, with my talents. But you keep saying yes to everything until it kind of dries up, and I'm hoping that never happens, so.
Well, we're sure happy that you said yes to us when I gave you a call and asked you if you'd do this today.
Oh, I was so happy to get the call, and I'm glad to hear you back on the air here. So.
Well, thanks a lot. best thing I'd like to do for you right now is we've asked you to play all these different things. What would you like to play right now?
Oh, boy, right now, what would I like to play? How about, there's a song that I've kind of attached myself to over the past few years, and... It's a song called Junko Partner. And many, many different people have done different versions of it. My favorite is the Dr. John version. But I've kind of adopted, I suppose, my own little way of doing it.
Well,
so
every piano player does.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those kind of songs. So.
Now, was that originally by Professor Longhair, or
did you
do that before him?
It's originally it was recorded in 1951 by a guy named James Wee Willie Wayne.
Hmm.
He's got an album called From Texas to New Orleans, and it's credited to the producer of the record. I can't remember his name offhand, but it's sort of a rewriting of an old blues song called Junker's Blues, which Fats Domino took and made his song The Fat Man from. Other people have taken it and turned it into their own thing, like I can't think of anything offhand, but yeah, that's sort of the short history of Junko Partner, which we're going to hear right now.
Take it away.
All right, here we go. Thank you.
make a nickel, the nickel make a dime, the dime will make a dollar, and the dollar will keep so high, oh so high.
Take us right on down.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. You play so many different styles of piano.
It's, you want to not get bored, so.
Well, in fact, what do you play to not get bored?
I just kind of sit down and whatever comes out is, I guess, what I'm feeling.
Well, I guess we got about...
10 more minutes.
Yeah, we have 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes,
what can
all
you,
right.
What can you just let out?
How about we do another original song here? We'll take it back down a little bit. This is an older song. I probably wrote it about 10, 12, 13 years ago or so. And it's called Day One. And it's about getting over those pesky relationships that end. So lyrically it's something from my past, but I do love to sing this song. It's something that musically is dear to my heart. So this one is called Day One.
Treasure. You know you can't have me now, you can't have me now, no. You can't have me now, you can't have me now, no.
Thank you.
All right. In fact, we have Jared Champion here in the Live Drive at 5 Studios. I want to remind people all the different places they can see Jared Champion playing just in the next week. He'll be at the Stray Cat Lounge in Clinton Township tonight.
That's right. Yeah.
We can't forget that every Wednesday night with the Barrel Brothers Street Band, you're going to be at Tom's Tavern.
Yeah.
7 Mile in Wyoming.
All this talk, you guys got to come check it out, everyone. So
that's right. And then Saturday, you're going to be in Birmingham on the town with Chrissy Morgan.
Yes. Yep. 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
And on the 29th, you're going to be at the London Chop House.
Yep.
We are once a month thing. Is it like the last Tuesday of the month?
Or? It's usually every third Tuesday. There's a couple of other piano players that we split it between. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you'll be at Cliff Bell's probably the second Sunday of August?
Yes. Yep, I'll be back there. I think it's the 11th.
Almost every Sunday.
Yes, almost every Sunday.
And brunch is what, between what time?
It starts at 11, goes to 4. I play from noon to 3. So, yeah.
And next Thursday, you're playing with the Brunswick Brawlers.
Yes, next
and
Thursday.
Blair Elise and the Bombshells.
Yes, okay. Yes, at the Whitney Garden Party, which is always a good time. So
now, that starts up early too, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, off the top of my head, I can't remember what time.
Music starts at 6:30. Doors are at 5. People start gathering. Music's usually about 6:30, and they escort everybody out about 10:30.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go. 6:30.
So there's a lot of places you can check out Jared Champion.
Yeah, and you can always check out jaredchampion.com, and everything's always posted up there. So.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, it's been a real pleasure having you here. It's been a lot of fun being on the air today. I want to thank the people who called and said hello. It's nice to hear from you. And you can, I guess we got a little bit of time. Can you play us out?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a classic New Orleans song, I'm sure you'll recognize. It's called Little Liza Jane. Thank you.
much disengaged. Said, Eliza Jane, what's your number? Stone King Cumber, Eliza Jane. Tell me who's your pop or find your stop on my little Eliza Jane. Said, oh, who's that girl from New Orleans? Eliza Jane. She ain't singing, don't you see what I mean? Said, Eliza Jane.
It's been a ball having you here, Jared Champion, on WHFR's live show. Next week, Scott will be back in the seat hosting live music here on WHFR on the live drive at 5. But
right
thank
now.
You so much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And welcome back.
Well, it,